Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. It's the 26th of July 2019 and you're listening to Brian. Let's get straight to the news. Former New Zealand coach Mike Hessen is set to apply for the role of the Indian cricket team's head coach. A Cricket Next report yesterday claimed Hessen was interested in applying for the job, the last date of which is 30th July. Hessen was the coach of the New Zealand side between 2012 and 2018. During his tenure, the Black Caps reached the final of the ICC Cricket World Cup in 2015, which they lost to Australia. The Cricket Next report quoted a source as saying, and I quote, "Hessen is very much interested in applying for the head coach's position. He has spent a couple of months in India already, working with the Kings 11 Punjab in the IPL, as well as doing television work with the host broadcasters. He loved to work with a high-profile team like India after a highly successful stint with New Zealand," end quote. 44-year-old Hessen coached the IPL side Kings 11 Punjab earlier this year. That could mean Hessen might need to provide an affidavit to clear him from potential conflict of interest. Earlier this year, former Indian coach Gary Kirsten had applied for the same post in the women's team while he was associated with the Royal Challengers Bangalore. In that instance, according to the senior BCCI official, Kirsten, and I quote, had to furnish an affidavit to the BCCI stating he would have to give up his position with the IPL franchise if he was selected for the job. Although Kirsten was the first choice of the Ad Hoc Cricket Advisory Committee, CAC, he couldn't accept the position because he was not able to fulfill the terms of the affidavit, end quote. Current India head coach Ravi Shastri, who took over from Anil Kumble in 2017, received a 45-day extension in his contract following the conclusion of the ICC Cricket World Cup. Virat Kohli's team lost in the semi-finals to New Zealand. India's former cricket captain MS Dhoni on Thursday joined the Indian Army's Parachute Regiment in Bengaluru. Dhoni is an honorary lieutenant colonel with the Parachute Regiment. He was given the honorary rank in 2011. Earlier this month, amid mounting speculation around his international retirement after India's semi-final exit from the 2019 World Cup, Dhoni informed the BCCI that he will take a two-month sabbatical from the game to serve his paramilitary regiment. He is expected to begin his two-month training with the Special Forces Regiment from 31st July to 15th August and is going to be patrolling the Kashmir Valley. In 2015, Dhoni became a qualified paratrooper after having completed 5 parachute training in Agra training camp. Dabang Delhi beat Tamil Thalaivas 30-29 after an uncharacteristic error from Manjit Chiller in the Pro Kabaddi League on Thursday. Naveen Kumar stole the show in a match that was packed with exciting moments and unforced errors as Tamil Thalaivas' losing streak against Dabang Delhi continued. Both teams came into the match after winning their opening encounters, but it was Dabang Delhi who held their nerve in a close encounter. Manjit Chiller attained a high five for the Thalaivas, while Rahul Chaudhary scored 7 raid points. By pairing Chaudhary with Ajay Thakur, Tamil Thalaivas have increased the potency of their attack. Having Thakur by his side gave Chaudhary newfound freedom as he got a raid point to give Tamil Thalaivas a 3-1 lead in the second minute. But Delhi's Ravinder Pahal and Joginder Narwal forced a super tackle in the 6th minute to level the match 5-5. However, at the end of the first half, Tamil Thalaivas led 18-11. Chiller put a strong tackle on young Naveen Kumar in the 32nd minute as Tamil Thalaivas led 26-19. Then, Naveen Kumar turned the match on its head as his one raid led to 3 points for Dabang Delhi. He forced 2 Thalaivas defenders off the court and got a touch point in the 37th minute. Delhi inflicted an all-out to trail by just 1 point with less than 3 minutes to go. If the Thalaivas hadn't asked for a review in the last minute, the match would have ended in a tie. The third season of Ultimate Table Tennis got underway on Thursday with debutants Puneri Paltan overcoming Dabang Delhi 8-7 in a close and exciting encounter. India's top-ranked player G. Satyan produced a stellar performance, beating Harmeet Desai in the men's singles and then pairing up with Bernadette Sox to win 2 matches and clinch 5 points for Delhi. Puneri Paltan returned the favour, winning both the women's singles and the second men's singles. Aihika Mukherjee, fresh from her victory in the Commonwealth Table Tennis Championship, held her nerve to win a close match. She started Puneri Paltan's campaign on a positive note, comfortably beating Kritvika Sinha Roy, picking up 3 points on offer in the first women's singles. Going into the last match of the day, with the overall scores tied 6-6, Germany's Sabine Winter showed no signs of nerves as she overcame Romania's Bernadette Sox 2-1 to clinch that crucial extra point for Puneri Paltan. The Indian football team slipped 2 places to 103 in the FIFA rankings released on Thursday. India has 1,214 ranking points, down by 5 points from the previous chart issued last month. India lost 2 matches and drew 1 in the Intercontinental Cup earlier this month in Ahmedabad. India lost 2-4 to Tajikistan and 2-5 against eventual winners DPR Korea before playing out a 1-1 draw against Syria. The Indian team now lies at 18th among Asian countries. Iran at 23 is at the top among Asian countries, followed by Japan at 33, Korea at 37, Australia at 46 and Qatar at 62. Belgium leads the rankings, followed by Brazil, France, England and Uruguay. Copa America winners Brazil have leapfrogged world champions France, climbing to second place in the latest rankings. Algeria are the biggest movers, climbing 28 places to number 40 following their famous victory over Senegal in the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. Indian cricketers will wear a new brand name on their official jerseys from September, with Chinese mobile manufacturer Oppo transferring the sponsorship rights to online tutorial firm Byju's, the BCCI announced on Thursday. The cricket board's press release said, and I quote, "The BCCI is pleased to welcome India's leading education and learning app Byju's as the official Team India sponsor from 5th September 2019 until 31st March 2022. In March 2017, Oppo won the Indian team jersey rights for a 5-year period after outbidding Vivo Mobile's Rs. 768 crore bid. The deal between the BCCI and Oppo, which was inked in 2017 for a 5-year period, was reportedly worth Rs. 1,079 crore. As per the deal, Oppo was paying BCCI Rs. 4.61 crore per bilateral match and 1.56 crore for an ICC event game. A source told PTI that the transfer is a quote-unquote tripartite agreement between Oppo, Bengaluru-based Byju's and the BCCI. A BCCI official said, and I quote, "The BCCI has a clause which allows transfer of sponsorship. Since there is a secrecy clause, the financial dealings can't be spoken about," end quote.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.